Okay. I think that's what we all want to do, walk with Jesus. Bye, Tegan. Throughout Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, Scripture talks about the mighty works of God. There's been so many miracles, so many wondrous things that he has done. We think about the plagues in Egypt, for example. And if you go through all of those, certainly nothing of natural occurrence. You know, these are all supernatural things that he has done. You think about the parting of the Red Sea, so that Israel could walk on dry land to get out of the land of Egypt and go to the promised land. We think about people who have been raised from the dead. Jesus performed many, many miracles. Raised Lazarus from the dead. He walked on water. He calmed the stormy sea. He multiplied loaves and fishes to feed 5,000 people, and then he did the same thing with 4,000 people. It's just amazing the things that we read about that God has done for his people. And I'm sure that there are a lot that you could add yourself to that particular list. God has done a lot of things in our lives as well. Big things, big things. And Jesus, one of the things that he said in commenting on the things that he has done, he said, if you believe, greater than these will you do, because I go to the Father. And then we would have the Holy Spirit in us and empowering us to do the same kinds of works that Jesus did, the mighty things, even greater things than what he did. And I'm sure we'd all love to do things like that. We'd all love to be able to lay hands on someone to see them healed, or see someone who has passed on and even go up to the coffin and said, you know, rise, and that person come back to life, just as he did with Lazarus. I'm sure we would love to be able to walk on water or calm a stormy sea or the weather, cause a hurricane to stop, for example. I think in our hearts we would all love to be able to do things like that. But that's not all that God does. God does many other things as well. Simple things. Sometimes going unnoticed. He feeds the birds, for example. We don't think about that very often, do we? That he feeds the birds or all the other animals. God did many things in the Old Testament and the New Testament that were minor by comparison to the big miracles that he did. Even Jesus, even though Scripture talks more about the big things that he did, the miracles, and I think probably rightfully so, but there are many other things that he did, like the woman at the well, for example, talking with a Samaritan woman, explaining to her and offering salvation to her, offering her living water, meaning, of course, the Holy Spirit through faith. Jesus even just offering forgiveness to a woman caught in adultery. Conversing with sinners, eating with them. Not necessarily doing anything wondrous, but just associating with them, showing that God was interested in their lives and hoping that they would follow him. He taught. We think about the Sermon on the Mount and many other times too when he taught people. his disciples and big crowds and everything. Didn't necessarily perform a miracle, but he just spoke about God and about his word. So there are many things that he did and continues to do that are small, minor by comparison. Think about your own lives. There are times when God has done something big for you. But how many times has he done something tiny? God pays attention to the details. He's interested in the small things, the small, minor aspects of our lives. For God, who is so powerful, can do anything he wants, anytime he wants, nothing is impossible for him. But yet for him to pay attention to some of the simplest little things of our lives, when I think about that, it amazes me that he's interested in that. You have a prayer, you say, God, I'm hurting today. Help me. And maybe he gives you a scripture, or maybe somebody gives you a phone call or something, and your day is brighter. You need help in a different way. You don't know how to tackle a certain job. You ask for wisdom. Or maybe you're hurting financially and you need some help. Or you need some food or something. And lo and behold, somebody offers you some. There's so many ways in which God pays attention to the little things in our lives, the little hurts, the little pains, the little sorrows, the little needs. It's amazing how interested he is in all of those things. Which brings me to this scripture from Matthew. It says, Jesus speaking, it says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when did we see you sick, or in prison, or come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. The little things in life are often the most important things. And what God is saying here is that you do the little things to one another, a phone call, to encourage somebody or to cheer them up. An act of kindness could be as simple as holding a door open for somebody. Could be helping somebody financially or in need with food. There are so many ways in which we can bless one another and help one another. We think about the people that are in our own midst. Russ is in rehab. I'm sure we pray for him. But how many of us have reached out to him with a phone call or something? Same way with Mary. Joan, her heart aches to be here. But she can't be. She misses everybody so much. She needs a little encouragement too. There's so many ways in which we could bless one another. It doesn't have to be doesn't even have to be somebody within our own congregation. It could be someone else that we know that's a member of the body of Christ. Or it could be somebody that we don't really know, somebody we see in the store that maybe needs a hand with something. Or we see somebody and we feel a little nudge maybe to pray for that person. Or even to go up to them and talk to them. There's so many ways in which we could serve God. And every time we do one of these little things, we are doing it to Jesus. Not just for him, but to him. That's what it says, right? I say to you, inasmuch, oops. Yeah, it's in the back of the book, but it's so tiny I can't read it. Inasmuch as you have done it to done one of these things to the one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Not that you did it for me, but you did it to me. I don't think we think of it that way. We think of it as, yes, serving God, serving Jesus, doing things for him. We all want to do things for God. I remember when I first got saved, boy, I wanted to do a lot of things for God. I was appreciative of what he had done for me. I wanted to do things, wanted to serve him. And I think we get off on a tangent or just off course a little bit when we continue to think of doing things for him rather than some of the things we are doing are we are doing to him. If we are loving one another in some way, we are loving him. If we are providing for one another, we are providing for him. If God is interested in the little things of our lives, the little details, as I mentioned before, we should likewise be concerned about the little details in others' lives, not just the big things. There are so many ways to serve God. And it's wonderful if we're involved in something big, whether it's one soldier at a time or OCC. I mean, that's something that's bigger than ourselves. We don't always know the outcome of those things, although it's always nice to hear something good about it. And if any of you have been watching the screen before the service started, Donna had a few pictures put up there of people that received, or kids that received shoe boxes. It's wonderful to see that, to hear about the effects of what we have done. And that's, in a way, a big thing, because we're sending out so many shoe boxes from this little church every year, and it touches people's lives, but it's also the little things in life that are so very important. I think we need a little bigger emphasis on that. I think we're pretty good at it, but I think we all could do a little bit more in making sure that we are serving God in those little ways that, like Bonnie shared with seeing Tegan in the store, just that little smile from her face and her saying hi just made her day. Tegan did that to Jesus. Yes, he did it for Bonnie. I mean, she did it for Bonnie, but she did it to Jesus. And she didn't even realize it. We should be doing those same things on a more regular basis, considering those that are on the prayer list, considering those that are in need. I was thinking this morning, and I've been remiss in this myself, because Gordy came to mind. Gordy Youngman, I thought, gee, I haven't talked to him in a long time. Sometimes you just get caught up in things, you know, and you're busy here, you're busy there, and trying to meet needs and accomplish things and everything. I got to get in touch with him. I don't know if any of you have been in touch with him lately. He's still part of our family, even though he lives on the other side of Rochester. I'm sure he'd love to hear from us or get a card or something like that. There's a way that we can serve in a small way, but it would bring joy and encouragement to somebody. And we would be serving Jesus. After all, he did those things when he walked the earth. Shared himself with others. Took the time to eat and drink and talk with others. Aside from the big miracles that he did. So I just want to encourage you. As people or situations come to mind, and you might think, well, gee, that's just such a tiny little thing, or, you know, I'm busy, or whatever. No, it could be a very important thing. You may not think very much of it, but to the person that is on the other end, it could make all the difference in the world. A text message. Whatever. We need to encourage one another, especially in these days. I truly believe Jesus is coming back soon, and we need to be there for each other. Because it's going to be some tough times. And like I mentioned earlier too, you know, we need to be praying for the situation over in the Middle East. I don't know anybody over there. I don't know anybody that lives there. But yet there are brothers and sisters over there that can use our prayers. And there are unbelievers over there that can certainly use our prayers because they need to hear the good news. So I'm not trying to burden you with things, but let's be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. There are a lot of little things in life that we could do that only take a few seconds or a few moments that could make such a big difference in somebody's life. So, I'll leave it at that. Let's follow Jesus, as the song said. I'm going to follow Jesus. Though none go with me, yet I will follow. And in following him, it's doing the same things that he did. Loving the same way he did. Blessing the same way he did. That's what we need to be doing. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's not always easy. Because sometimes we just get so busy, we get so caught up in things, or we think that a lot of things, or even some of the things that you call us to do, are unimportant. But yet those are the very things, Lord, that are important to you. Just as the scripture said, you do something to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. That's important to him. That we do these things. So it should be important to us. Help us, Lord, to be sensitive to the calling and the leading of your Spirit, that we might take the time, whether it's a few seconds, a few minutes, or longer than that, to do something, Lord, for someone else. Because in turn, we are doing it to you. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to be more like Jesus. so that we can be truly followers of him. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.